Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN Local News. A former law enforcement officer died in a head-on collision Friday on Hallsboro Road South. Clay Haygood, age 51, crossed the center line and struck a minivan, according to the North Carolina Highway Patrol. The other driver was transported with serious injuries. Haygood formerly worked for the Whiteville and Taber City Police. The Burger King in Taber City was heavily damaged by fire early Friday. Staff was opening for the day when the kitchen and office began filling with smoke, according to Fire Chief Jeff Fowler. Multiple departments turned out to assist the Taber City Fire Department. The fire started in the HVAC system in the ceiling. The building was virtually destroyed. Deputies arrested a Hallsboro woman for trespassing after she was found passed out in a neighbor's yard on Saturday. Amber Muse allegedly allowed her dog to attack the neighbor's chickens before she was found unconscious nearby. Muse was out on bond after being arrested for trespassing at the Dollar General store days before. Meanwhile, a Cerro Gordo man is out on bond after facing 10 charges of second-degree sexual exploitation of a minor. Landon Adam Powell, 25, was arrested this past Wednesday and was released on a $15,000 secured bond. The North Carolina SBI said Powell was caught using sexually explicit pictures of a juvenile in a sextortion scheme. No one was injured, but a home was damaged again during a drive-by shooting last week. The homeowner said she was not at home when someone fired at least 5 rounds in the Wright Road home. Empty casings and a broken Glock magazine were found at the scene. The Whiteville City Council tomorrow night will vote on the $2.1 million bid for renovations of the former News Reporter building. Timeless Construction submitted the lowest of 9 bids, which were presented last week to council. Both city staff and the architects for the project are recommending Timeless for the job. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper and Governor-elect Josh Stein filed a lawsuit this past Thursday challenging part of the new bill that shifts appointments to the North Carolina Highway Patrol to the legislature. The lawsuit says the commander of the patrol should remain under the jurisdiction of the governor to maintain a chain of command in emergencies. The new legislation would have Colonel Freddie Johnson remain in place as chief until 2030, after which the General Assembly would have to vote on appointments. Some properly pointed out that this was politically motivated and the weaponization of the North Carolina State Highway Patrol during COVID and after the January 6, 2021 riots in Washington, D.C. Finally, in sports, the Whiteville Wolfpack had a long ride home from Elizabeth City Friday night, falling to the Northeastern Eagles by the final score of 24-14 against the Eagles' heavy offensive game. It was the first time since 1987 that the Pack have made it to the regional championship, one game away from the state finals. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.